enough to walk on, it was also easy enough to see through, all the way to the ground, 500 feet below.
Well, just don't look down, Scott suggested.
We've got to look down, Becca complained. We have to make sure we step on a piece of rope and not a piece of sky.
Ryan nodded, but added, as long as we hold on to the sides, we'll be okay.
Becca studied the bridge. He was right. A thick rope on each side provided grips to hold on to. The only problem was that the ropes moved right along with the bridge, which brought them to the second problem. Everything moved, constantly. Even a slight breeze caused the entire bridge to swing and sway. For a long moment, everyone stood and stared. Finally, Ryan cleared his throat.
I'll go first.
He adjusted his backpack in preparation. Then he turned to Mom.
You want me to take your suitcase? I've got a free hand.
Mom hesitated, but Becca knew she was aware that hanging onto the suitcase and hanging onto the rope could be a problem.
Well,
She looked at Ryan, a concerned expression crossing her face. Are you sure you'll be all right?
No problem.
Ryan took the bag from her and started out onto the bridge. Immediately it began to sway.
Be careful, Becca called, although she was sure he would be.
Who wouldn't be careful with a 500-foot drop staring you in the face?
The bridge was only 100 feet across, but by the time Ryan got to the middle it was swaying pretty hard. Still, after another minute or two, he managed to cross it safely.
I'll go next, Scott said, as he grabbed the computer and other gear.
The bridge seemed to sway even more as Scott eased his way across. But, like Ryan, he arrived at the other side without much of a problem. Mom went next, a little more slowly, a little more carefully, but finally she also made it to the other side. Now it was Rebecca's turn.
Hurry, Beck, Scott called. That thundercloud is getting a lot closer.
Becca glanced up. It was true. The cloud hovered directly overhead, and it seemed to draw lower and closer. She took a deep breath, wrapped the handle of the makeup bag around her wrist, and stepped out. Instantly, the bridge swayed under her weight. It was scary, but nothing she couldn't handle. She gripped the side ropes fiercely and took two more steps. Then another, another, and another. Except for the slight dizziness she felt when she glanced down, a 500-foot drop will do that to a person, she was doing just fine. Until the wind came. Although they had been watching the thundercloud approach, no one had expected the wind to kick up so fast or so hard. Almost instantly, the bridge began to sway.